Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined on the telephone this weekend by Assemblyman Frank Bigelow from the state capitol in Sacramento. Assemblyman Bigelow, next thing I want to ask you about is the state budget that was approved taking effect on July 1st. You know, what were kind of your observations and reaction to the new state budget?
Well, I think the first one is the fact that you asked an earlier question. The economy has been doing better in the state, so we've had increased revenues, which has brought in billions of dollars, hence the reason why we see a budget that's in excess of $200+ billion. In fact, most of this increase that we've seen has been in reality because of the extension of the millionaire's tax. That's where the bulk of the money is coming in, by taxing the folks who are a little better off in life. Then you've got the increase in the economy that's been occurring, and there's no question we've had a good economy for the last couple of years, and so that money coming in has been diverted in part to the rainy day fund, where we have a reserve of in excess of $21 billion today. That's good in having a reserve, because assuredly, I think we all hear from time to time that there's another recession on the horizon. In fact, you can say, in fact, you saw that in some news articles recently in the Central Valley, that they're starting to feel the beginning of a recession in the communities. Again, going back to my earlier comments about the fact that farming acreage is being taken out of production, and so the economies are shriveling up and making it very difficult to function like they used to. As a whole, the budget seems to be divided, and it's not meant to be partisan, but a lot of the money is going to help in the social service areas. And we've also, and I'm glad to see it, seen an increase in funding for education. And so education has received a significant boost in their funding. While I would argue for a little more funding for education, I always think that if we can get ourselves better educated, we can be a much better society as a whole. But at the end of the day, we're looking at a budget that's probably going to have to get reined in here soon, because we're spending quite a bit of money, and I'm not a subscriber of increasing the taxes more, but this session we've seen a number of discussion items about increasing taxes again. And in fact, you just saw one this year, and you're still feeling it, and that's the gasoline tax that has had a huge impact. And now the state is looking at asking the federal government to increase the federal tax so that there would be more taxes going on the federal side, so that we could get more transportation tax dollars, which is what the whole purpose of the tax increase was. If you remember the discussion, this would fill the need to take care of a lot of our highways and county roads. But there doesn't seem to be enough money to go around. Anyway, the budget's a big deal, and it goes only so far. And keep working on making sure we don't have to pay more in taxes and fees and the like.
You know, listening to Tuolumne County supervisors' meetings, they voice concerns sometimes about the state handing down unfunded liabilities or things that they have to fund and cover and so forth. Is that a concern that you hear about, or something you observe as well from the state level?
Oh, I observe it, and I bring it up all the time. It's interesting that under a number of years ago, when I was a county supervisor, they passed a bill. It was SB 90. What that did is it said that the state was mandated to reimburse the counties for the impacts they create on the local cities and counties and municipalities that exist. In most cases, that's exactly what happens when a bill is written, because there is a cost that is moved on to the locals. Unfortunately, the state finds a way, creative way of writing. While this is a mandate, it doesn't cross the threshold of meeting the SB 90 mandate requirement for reimbursement. Well, that's nonsense. Your local government can't keep taking hit after hit. It just doesn't work. Imagine you, DJ, gets told, oh, by the way, you have to do this now, but we're not giving you any more. Oh, by the way, you have to do this now, but no funding. And it keeps going up like you're climbing a ladder. keeps rising higher and higher. It's just not good business, and I feel for our local governments, and that's why I try to do what I can to help offset that by bringing it up in each case that's presented to us. Hey, wait a minute, this is a mandate. What are we doing here?
Is it kind of a rarity for you being a supervisor who's at the state capitol? Are there many other supervisors or mayors or anything like that? Or is it primarily people coming from other sectors?
It's mostly people coming from other sectors. There are a number of members who have had previous experience on both sides of the aisle. And actually, we have a little camaraderie because we are folks who have worked together in the past at the supervisor level and or on the city, county, or mayor level. So we do have a few, not as many as when I first got here in 2012, though. And so the loss of this understanding of how government works and the minutiae that you would learn as a county supervisor, the little details, seems to be lost, and people just kind of skip right over it and just think, well, we can just go ahead and do this. Let's just forget about the Constitution. Let's forget about those bills that set parameters. We shouldn't have to be bothered with that. No, those are critically important things you have to follow.
We've got just about a minute left on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Any other issues that you're keeping your eye on or that people should be aware of?
You know, there is a host of other issues. It just goes on and on. Some of the things that I'm most concerned about is health care for the people. I want to focus on making sure that we can keep diabetes centers open for the people in the local communities where they don't have to travel, you know, hundreds of miles or at least an hour or two to get to their location of treatment.
Assemblyman Bigelow, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for joining us today on Motherlode Views.
Well, thank you very much. And to everyone just on the public service side, please be aware constantly. Don't start a fire needlessly.
We thank Assemblyman Frank Bigelow for being our guest. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.